Well, who would think that in this day and age that they're talking about contraception, and some of the bills that have been passed in some of these state houses are so extreme, like in Texas, you know, wanting to actually insert an ultrascope into a woman, you know, penetrate her just so she can, so they can hear the heartbeat of the child, you know, if a woman wants an abortion. I mean, that is so insane. I mean, they would never think of doing that to a man, for instance, you know. I mean, people would be in an uproar about that. But when you could have these state legislators that, you know, here we have an economic crisis. You know, we've got the war, and they're busy focusing on women's right to contraception. I mean, there's something wrong with that picture. Jobless issue, the people losing their homes, and they're worried about women, women's right to choose, you know, and gay rights and things of that nature, when they should be focusing on the bigger pictures. So it's not the current, and I'm not seeing all of the Congress, because we have some good people in the Congress, so you can't say, can't paint them all with the same brush. But at least those people that are concentrating on what they call these social conservative issues, they're not doing the people's work, and they don't belong there. The Congress, especially the House of Representatives, these are the representatives of the people. These are the ones that are closest to their communities, and they're not doing the job of representing their communities. They're busy working for the Republican agenda. And then what they should probably do is get a job with the Republican Party. You want to work for the ideology of the Republican Party? Go work for the Republican Party, but get out of the Congress, because you're not representing the majority of the people that you were elected to represent.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what your days are like now. Are you active in union issues still, and farm worker issues?
Well, I do farm worker issues, but not with the union. I left the Farm Workers Union in 2002, and I started a foundation for community organizing, because I felt that while, you know, getting union jobs is extremely important, and organizing for union is very important. At the same time, in our, especially in the Latino community, we have so many issues in our immigrant communities that were not being met. And so I decided to go back to the area where Cesar and I started. We both started out as community organizers. And so this is what I've done. You know, going back and reminding people that they have power, you know, but that they've got to take responsibility, that nothing will change unless they change it. And the only way they can change is to get together with other people and form an organization. And when they can do this, then they have a voice. Then they can make things happen, but they've got to take responsibility, and they've got to do it, because they can't wait for anybody else to come in and do it for them. They have to take responsibility, and they have to take action, and they've got to work with other people. The results have been amazing. Basically, I raise money, hire organizers, send them into a community, and you know, get people together, make them assess their neighborhood, what is it that they want, set their priorities, and then make an action plan to go out there and do it. And I mean, one of our communities actually passed a bond issue to get a middle school, I mean a gymnasium for their middle school. And another community, we had a 1 cent sales tax increase. It raised $1 million for their city, you know, to pay for some of the deficits for the recreation and for police and fire control. We have another community that got a sewer drainage for 26 homes that didn't have any kind of a sewer. 14 streets with sidewalks and gutters where they didn't have them, and street lights that have been fixed. A neighborhood park in another community. Basically, we're in 7 different communities, and we were fighting for the health care bill. We were able to get 2,000 postcards to our congressperson, who was being very reluctant. He was one of those blue dog Democrats. They call him yellow dog, right? Yeah, and because he didn't want to vote for the health care bill. We got 2,000 postcards in a matter of 2 weeks. Presented them to him, picketed his fundraiser, picketed his offices, and eventually did it fast. But it's all people power. So basically what we do is hire organizers to go out there and build that grassroots indigenous people power that can they then go to the agencies and the politicians to make sure they do the right thing. And this year we're concentrating on education, because we have so many kids that are dropping out or being suspended or being expelled from the schools, and we're working on parent engagement and on health issues, and you know, getting people out there to become citizens, register to vote and vote, because you can't have a democracy if people don't vote. And that's kind of the situation that we're in our country right now, and this is what our organizers do. They do a lot of great things, and but they do it, their job is to organize people to volunteer. And by volunteering, they really develop the leadership that they need to carry on the fights that they need.
Mm-hmm. Are you optimistic or pessimistic?
Well, I'm always optimistic, because I always believe in people. But we know that the challenges are so huge right now that we've gotten so much corporate control of our society, of our country, and it's very hard to go against that, you know, with the corporate control of the media, for instance, you know. So it's very hard for people to get the truth about what's going on in our country. Well, we have a situation that we have more people in jail in the United States than we have in China or India, where those populations are billions of people. And we have a prison industry that's making money off of the bodies of our people, you know. And it's so hard for people to get the truth, you know. They just had a big conference about Latin America, where Obama was at, and Secretary Labor Solis, and many other leaders of the United States were there at this conference. What happened there? Nobody knows, because all we heard about is the Secret Service scandal. What happened at the conference? I mean, did something happen there? I mean, did these Latin American countries do some business there that we should be aware of? We don't know, you know. And unfortunately, I think that people are not getting the truth. So we tell people, you gotta don't listen to Fox News. Watch Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. Watch Colbert. Watch Jon Stewart. Listen to Amy Goodman to get the real news of what's going on in our country, because you're not going to get it from the corporate media.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, I just want to say about women, okay? We're talking about women.
Oh, okay.
I just want to say that also, in terms of the women's issues, we know that we're way behind in terms of representation, you know. Because I think anybody that runs for office is really doing... When they commit their lives for public service, I think that is a really wonderful thing, and they need to be commended for that.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.